This is AgriPulse Drive Time from Monday, April 15th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. An EPA report shows America's farmers and ranchers are leading the way in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks shows American agriculture reduced emissions by almost 2% between 2021 and 22. It's the largest decrease of any economic sector utilizing voluntary conservation efforts and market-based incentives. The American Farm Bureau reports U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. emissions when compared to other economic sectors. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack appeared before the North American Agriculture Journalist today. AgriPulse Phil Brasher was there and said the Iowa Democrat referenced the challenge presented by conservative House Republicans.
They put out a new budget proposal and includes a lot of cuts to Farm Bill and USDA programs. The Secretary's message was that even though these may not have any chance of passing, they really intensify the challenge that the ag committees have, especially the House, in terms of getting a bill through there. And he was trying to emphasize that it has to be bipartisan, has to have a lot of Democratic support, because there are Republicans who just simply won't vote for a farm bill.
Brasher says Vilsack warned U.S. trade relations with China were strained and could have consequences.
He repeated a warning that he has made in recent appearances that he thinks the continued attacks on China could result in retaliation against U.S. ag exports to China. In fact, he seemed to suggest that it already is having some impact on Chinese purchasing decisions.
Vilsack also cautioned journalists that restricting CCC spending could limit the agency's response to emergencies.
Yes, he said it's a bad idea, and he tied that in part to avian influenza. He said that restricting the secretary's use of the CCC is going to limit the ability of an ag secretary and USDA to respond to crises like avian influenza.
In other news, Kathy Burns with the International Fresh Produce Association says the bipartisan Specialty Crop Caucus has some key policy items to advocate for.
Market access programs, nutrition priorities, organics, targeted research, addressing pest and disease challenges, state and local market development grants, crop insurance, are ones that certainly come to mind.
Burns says a small investment could bring big dividends for specialty crop growers.
We're so diverse in the products that we operate that there are many opportunities for us to get funding that is sustainable for our industry. Jeff, I would say that a relatively small investment in specialty crops will be transformational for our industry.
Sustainability is playing a greater role in consumer food choices. Barbara O'Brien with Dairy Management Incorporated says their farmers started working on it years ago.
We hosted really a landmark sustainability conference in 2008. And that was really about ensuring that we as a category were on our front foot, that we were proactive in understanding impacts across the chain and where the opportunities were for continuous improvement. So it was really in 2008, 9, 10 that the initial investments were shifted into this area.
O'Brien says they continue to invest in sustainable research for air, soil, and water. O'Brien, the featured guest on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th on the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.